Cranky isn't cranky anymore. Alyssa's cranky.
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I'm just going to start filling myself with being the same one on this broadcast.
Hello, addicts. Welcome to a very special TSTO Addicts Live. What's alive? It's alive. In case you haven't figured out, it's our Halloween episode, which is why I'm donning these lovely little spectacles, which I'm actually now going to take off because they're making me crazy. We are joined this week by the one, the only, cranky old guy, a.k.a. Patrick.
Hey.
Over there with the flashlight. And our very special guest this week, dressed like Batman with floppy ears, is the one, the only, Sappy.
I'm Batman.
Wow, that was short-lived. Okay.
Yes.
Well, gotta represent. You know,
some things, you know, kids can get away with at Halloween. Adults, you know, it only lasts so long. So once again, welcome to Addicts Live. This is episode 2. The first one was so much fun, we decided we'd do it again. This week's episode is going to be all about Halloween. Treehouse of Horrors, Halloween event itself, and other fun things. As a reminder, this is meant to be interactive, which means that we need you, all of you watching, to participate. And the way you participate is one, by watching, and two, by commenting in the comments below on this post, on the site. If you're watching on YouTube, don't comment there because I'm not going to see them right now. By asking questions, commenting on what we're doing, and all kinds of fun things. So, with that all being said, and for those who don't know, I am Alyssa. And with that all being said, let's jump into it with some what's new. Mr. Patrick, what's new with you this month?
Well, yay. This month has been busy, crazy, all good stuff with Ouija. We got another set of books out, with some help from some of you folks out. So we got another round of that. And then right today, we're waiting for 100-mile-an-hour winds to hit the coast and 80-mile-an-hour winds to hit here. Nothing new, really. We'll see. Yeah, but I guess everybody else has been getting hit on the East Coast. So it's only fair, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Other than that.
Go ahead. Sorry. Other than that.
Not much.
2 months on the site now. You still want to stick around?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's brutal. It's brutal sometimes, but yeah, we're having fun.
I'm glad. And Sam would like to know where my costume is. Sam, it's right here. But, you know, this is what you get, and they don't stay on very long. And Safi.
Yeah, same.
What is costume too long?
Oh, well, happy Thanksgiving, first of all, to all my fellow Canadians. It was a nice short week this week. I kind of already mentioned it on the last open thread, but I'm picking up my new car today, a new car from the dealership after like years of driving the family car and used cars. So that's exciting. And yeah, other than that, everything else is pretty much the same.
Okay, so we have a question. Those of us in the lower 48, as it were, how is it that you guys have Thanksgiving now? Did Columbus get there sooner, or what's the deal?
Columbus on Thanksgiving.
Columbus set the precedent, supposedly. The Pilgrims followed over. So did the map show up earlier for the Pilgrims or what? How did they do that?
I think we were more thankful earlier, maybe a month earlier.
Nice answer. That's probably true. That's probably true. All right, we'll go with that. I'm switching hats on that.
So, first of all, Safi Bruder says hi.
Hi to everyone. Hi to all my friends and all my neighbors.
Let's see. So, what's new with me? We've got a almost 1-year-old on our hands in this house. because Riley is 11 months and 3 days. So in about 4 weeks, we'll be celebrating her very first birthday, which is crazy. So we're gearing up for that and, you know, getting ready for the party. And about it, not too much excitement going on here in Jersey. I don't have my cool Disney hat like Pat does. Mine's somewhere. I think it's upstairs.
50th.
The Blue Jays hat for the playoffs?
No Blue Jays hat. I can go get my Yankees hat if you'd like, but...
I don't think you need that until April.
Here, I'll, I've got a, here, there you go. That's
all
where
right,
we are
nice.
Now. Okay, so now that we've delved past the what's new, are you guys ready to play a little game?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and everyone watching, hopefully you'll play along. I know we had some complaints. Pat Steve Mac 17 said, "My God, Patrick, your hat."
Isn't it? It's rocking. It's rocking, isn't it? No.
I'm enjoying it. I'm not gonna lie. So I know last month we had some of you guys wished I waited a little bit longer before I gave the answer. So I'll wait a little bit longer this time. But, you know, it's hopefully only a half hour, 45-minute show, so I can't wait too long. But
I'm trying to keep the conversation fluid but short this time.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. I don't have any, like, fun music, but here. Oh, it's not going to work. Okay. Well, the game this week is Treehouse of Horror spoof or not. What this means is... Was this movie, I'm going to name a movie title, was this movie title spoofed by The Simpsons in a Treehouse of Horror episode or not? So, as an example, here's an example. This one doesn't count, so we're not keeping this toward your tally, Patrick.
Okay, all right.
So as an example, the first example would be the movie Poltergeist. Is that a Simpsons Treehouse of Horror spoof or not? You guys can answer. It's not going to count. But
oh, that's right. It doesn't count. I'm saying no then.
I'm going to go with
Sappy?
Yes.
Yes. I'll go with yes. So, Patrick, and then at that point, Patrick, I would give you this.
I don't. I really knew the answer. I was just setting up the drama. I was setting up drama.
Okay.
I wanted to hear the
sound.
You just
wanted me to use the sound effects.
Yeah.
You just want me to use the sound effects.
I should say that because I made the bracket battle, I may have an unfair advantage maybe here.
Well, I was trying to keep it in the theme of, you know, Treehouse of Horror or Halloween.
True.
The very first one, the first title I'm going to give you guys is King Kong. Simpsons Treehouse of Horror spoof or not?
It's definitely. I mean, seeing as how I have the giant skyscraper with Homer, whatever, yeah, I'm going to say yes.
And Sappy?
I will agree with my friend Patrick that yes. it was one of the original black and white Treehouse of Horror segments, if I'm not mistaken.
Yay! So you each get 1 point. There's no prize at the end, so I don't know why I'm keeping score.
Okay, this is okay. Nobody wins anything. Okay.
Well, let's see. I'll.
It's all right. It's fine.
Let's see. Okay, you ready? Next one. Attack the 50-foot woman. Treehouse of Horror?
Yes.
Or not? Patrick says yes. Safi says yes.
So I'm going to say yes. Yes.
Okay, a bunch of readers. Felicia says spoof. Steve says spoof. And the answer is that it is a Simpsons spoof. See, it's easy. This one's easy, right? This is a lot easier than last time.
There's been a lot of them, for one thing.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Okay. The
81 seconds left this year.
The next one we'll do is The Munsters. This is also, it could also be a TV show. I'm sorry. I should have clarified that in the beginning. The Munsters.
That's a tough one.
I don't think so.
Patrick,
I'm going to say no. I'm going to go out on a limb and say no. I should let him answer every time. He's the expert.
I'm not sure about this one, but I feel like I'm going to go with a yes. Just, yeah. I'm not sure, though.
Well, Safi says yes, Patrick says no, so one of you is right, one of you is wrong.
That's the only reason why I said yes.
See if we have any reader participation. Felicia Fancy says not a spoof. Okay. The answer is Safi is correct. And Pat. The Munsters was a Treehouse of Horror spoof from Treehouse of Horror 11.
How am I supposed to remember back that far? Some of these people weren't even born then.
It's true.
I was only 40.
Hey, we're not allowed to play the age card, neither are you.
Okay, all right, fine.
All right, let's go with Strangers on a Train, Simpsons Treehouse of Horror spoof or not?
I don't even know what that movie is.
It's the Hitchcock movie, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and say yes, it is a spoof.
I'm going to be contrary and say no, just for the heck of it, because I don't remember that. Sorry.
Well, I have no, any reader participation yet. No one's jumping on. This one's a little bit harder for some people, so maybe they're not jumping on it as much. Strangers on a Train is a Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode, so it's from Treehouse of Horror 20.
That was only 50 then. It's not fair. No, I'm sorry.
All right, let's go with the movie Halloween. Oh. Simpsons Treehouse of Horror spoof or not?
So here's the thing. I'm not actually a huge fan of horror. I don't watch horror movies. I've never seen A Nightmare on Elm Street, never seen the Halloweens. I love comedies and dramas.
You've gotten them all right. Why are you backstepping now? This is not the time to backstep. Go Halloween. For it. Make a guess.
I'll say yes. I'll just keep the yes train going.
Staffy says yes. Patrick?
I'm going to go with yes just because no hasn't worked out very well so far.
And in that case, no is the answer. Halloween was not spoofed by The Simpsons yet.
Wow.
All right, we'll do a couple more.
Bart doesn't have a hockey mask? I don't believe that. So anyway, go ahead.
I should clarify. I'm getting my information from a site called uprocks.com. They put together a list of every movie that The Simpsons are spoofing in Treehouse of Horror, and I will link to that article in this post here when we're done, so you guys can read it and check it out for yourselves.
You're giving the typical media disclaimer. It's not our source. It's not our fault. I got it. Okay.
I used the giggle to find my answers.
All right.
The next one. This one's easy. Okay. Jumanji.
Oh.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, it's your favorite segment, so I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, we're going to go with that.
Yes, that is it. That's why I threw it in there. That is my favorite Treehouse of Horror segment from Treehouse of Horror 21. Okay, we'll do two more. All right, next one is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm going to change and go with no this time.
Yeah, it's what's weird is that now my brain is like creating scenes that maybe didn't exist. I can see Homer with a chainsaw, and I don't know why.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to go with yes, just because I don't know.
The answer is no.
Ah, God!
Hopefully we don't give Patrick a heart attack.
You have a chainsaw?
I'm
it
horrible.
Was the episode where Sideshow Bob comes on the boat and what's it called? Homer runs into Bart's room. Hey, Bart, you want to see my new chainsaw? We're in the back.
Yeah, see?
So it's not a Treehouse of Horror episode.
But it's not a Treehouse of Horror.
Oh, true. Wow.
All right, last one, and then we'll move on because I think some people are shaking their heads at this to begin with. The last
Plus,
one.
I've been taking my heart pill today, so.
The last one is Dexter. Treehouse of Horror episode or not?
That would be a weird one to try and spoof. I'm going to go with no on that one. That's weird.
I think they did this one of the most recent years, actually. I'm going to go with yes.
Safi is correct.
Why don't I let him answer first?
Treehouse of Horror 22.
Wow.
They did a Dexter spoof. I think it was Flanders that was the Dexter character.
Yeah, that's right.
If I'm not mistaken. So, yeah.
And no wonder those are considered the bad years. I don't remember that. That's weird.
Safi wins the imaginary prize. Patrick, you get a lovely partying gift just for playing.
That'd be twice now. I'm being parted off to the, yeah, whatever. I get no parting gift. All right, go ahead. Wow.
So let's perfectly segue from this to what's upcoming on Sunday. Pat, Bruder says to put the light on because you're scaring her.
I don't have any lights. I told you that. Power's been bad. Let me see what I can do. I'll try and become semi-normal. I don't want to scare anybody. Hold on.
Should we play some music while we're waiting for Pat? Let's see.
Yeah, light music.
Light music.
There's light.
Okay, is that an improvement? I don't think it is. I thought it was better without the light. I'm scarier now.
Your hat looks less creepy now. I will say that.
Well, I don't know. It's way too small for my head. I'm going to something else. Here. I'm going to my original 6-year-old costume here. So go ahead.
Okay, so now let's segue to our first topic of interest, as you totally threw off my whole train of thought with this light aspect. This Sunday is, there you go, that's better. This Sunday is the 600th episode of The Simpsons. It's a pretty impressive accomplishment, and it is a Treehouse of Horror episode. Spooky. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about, how awesome it is that there's 600 episodes of The Simpsons. And I'll caveat that with, it is not, for those wondering, it is not the record for the most TV shows or the most episodes for a series, which actually threw me a little bit. Gunsmoke actually has 635 episodes. So right. I think they said The Simpsons next season, like episode 18, they'll pass Gunsmoke. But for now, it is not the.
There's a bunch of things it's won, like scripted comedy, script. There's a whole bunch of things that it has won. But yeah, just general episodes. But here's one thing I will say: the 600th episode, the Treehouse of Horrors. A year from now, I will get the question wrong, apparently. So just so we know, so I'm going to watch very carefully and make notes, but I'll still get it wrong.
That's true.
Okay.
I think it's fitting that they went with Treehouse of Horror for the 600th episode. I mean, in recent years, the Treehouse of Horrors have been some of the best episodes of the season. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's. I'm going to guess there's something to that, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I was actually reading an article the Wall Street Journal did. It was either yesterday or Thursday. They did an interview with Al Jean where they said that they didn't realize that it was going to be the 600th episode until it was pretty much already done. So they added, they made a couple changes. They added an intro to it. And I believe the intro is going to have Frank Grimes. And then they added an outro to it. And then they did something in between, which we're not going to know because it won't tell us until you watch the episode. That's kind of interesting.
It's interesting and yet odd. It's like, are they really phoning it in that much that they didn't do the math? It's like, wow, okay, all right then.
Well, it could have, my thought process when I read that was it could have been something where they, didn't know with playoff baseball and everything what episodes were going to air when. Sometimes they air that sooner. And
it's possible. Yeah, there you go. Blame it on baseball.
The production code doesn't always follow the date that the of release, so sometimes episodes that are made later are aired earlier, so definitely possible.
So I mean that could be what happened there.
We're just overjoyed.
But I mean, what do we think about there being, as of right now, there's 599 episodes of The Simpsons. I mean, how insane is that? There's 599 episodes of The Simpsons. And it's a show that's lasted, what now, 3 decades?
Almost. I mean, the thing that's crazy is that if you really, the new trend is binge watching. And if you tried to binge watch 600 episodes, you'd basically be in the hospital. There'd be no way to really get around it because you'd either be 700 pounds from sitting there and eating, you know, food the entire time or starving yourself for 600 episodes. That's a lot of time.
It is. I mean, there'll be, you know, for those curious, and somebody mentioned this in the comments, and we'll do an article about this as it gets closer, but over Thanksgiving weekend, FXX is going to do another Every Simpsons Ever marathon, and it'll include season 27, and I guess season 26, because I don't know season 26 aired last time they did it. Whereas, is this the 20? Yeah. And then it won't include the current season, though. But it'll, so it won't be all 600 episodes, but it'll be like 600 minus, what, four so far? So it'll be 596. Yeah. So it's a lot.
Well, I'll tell you what's a lot. I just threw some math up. This is crazy because I've worked in the animation side before with, you know, stop animation stuff. They say that, you know, doing 1 minute of animation takes up to 72 hours of people time in regards to planning, staging, the whole thing. So go 72 hours times 600 times a 22-minute episode. That is, let's see, 950,000 hours of animation
labor.
Time. That's insane. That's yeah, that I mean, there's countries that don't work that hard in a decade. So, yeah, that's
government at least.
Yeah, there you go.
States that don't work that hard.
Yeah, that's just true. Yeah, that's crazy. No, that's a lot. That's a lot of stuff.
But could you imagine that it would hit 600 episodes when you first saw it in the late 80s, early 90s?
I don't think they thought that it was going to get off the ground after the first. They had, I was reading it in that same article, they had issues with the very first episode that they were going to air, which was Bark the Genius, is the episode that was supposed, I think it was Bark the Genius, was the episode that was supposed to air originally. Mm-hmm. And they had coloring issues. The color was completely off.
Yeah.
So they postponed it, and they ended up airing the Christmas episode first. Yeah. And they all thought that it was dead at that point.
Yeah. Well, the system back then, too, was way more intense. It was all hand coloring. I mean, it was – now, I mean, once they started shipping stuff offshore and using computer animation, it got cleaner and better and faster. But it's insane what goes into these. I mean, again, I've been involved with a lot of this animation stuff and how far out they have to work and how many working parts are in every – piece is crazy. The backgrounds, the what, it's just nuts. So it's an art form that's insanely underrated, let's put it that way. It's way easier to use live action.
So
like we're doing right now. And we're live action. Just imagine if we're trying to animate this. We wouldn't be able to see it for like a year. So
it's true. It's true. All right. Well, let's see. Sandra has added she said she wonders whether the time to make it has decreased from a combination of better technology and a bunch of simulations one could theoretically reuse. So, I mean,
it's decreased only because of the technology, but no. I mean, it hits a wall because they've gotten more sophisticated in their animation too, if you've noticed. I mean, they've gone to now 3Ds, they've gone to all these dimensional, all the edges. It's more sophisticated, so the equipment does its thing. But it still takes loads of people.
And I'll tell you that I have a hard time watching older episodes now as low, like lower. Look, I have an appreciation for hand-drawn animation, I do. But as a Pixar fan, I always prefer computer animation. So, like, now I'll watch a new episode. And when I watch an episode, even from, like, what? I forget when they made the switch. Was it 5 years ago? Just anything from, like, the early 2000s that's so, like, almost archaic in the way that it's done. I'm like, I can't understand how this is. Like, I'm like, what year is this episode from?
Yeah, I mean, they threw the switch on forming out in the 90s. But I think the thing that's interesting is that the early episodes, and I think most hardcore fans always argue that the early episodes have a lot more warmth to the storyline, and there's more continuity from a, you know, a storytelling aspect. That's warmer, broader, more family-oriented. You know, after season 11, the magic season, supposedly when they changed, I don't know. I don't totally buy that. But the animation started changing in the 90s, and now it's very super tight. So.
And Steve O'Max added that he personally enjoys watching the older episodes, or older of anything, see how it's evolved over time.
Yeah, so I agree.
I can agree with that point. I mean,
there's a trade-off.
I really like that episode where the others, where they brought the Ullman Simpsons cast with haunting the current Simpsons cast. It was kind of nice to see them both together. That was really awesome.
Yeah, that's really smart stuff.
That was last year's Halloween, I think, right?
That was Treehouse of Horror segment.
Yeah.
A couple years back. So, yeah, they both have their pros and cons, but I appreciate them both for what they are. But, yeah, the plots were definitely a lot more involved and tight, like Patrick mentioned, in the earlier seasons.
Yeah. I think you have to give them some credit, though, in that they have evolved a great deal with the audience, and that the audience now is much more, you know, has a shorter attention span, wants more bang for the buck in a shorter period. So they maybe to their detriment have one or two threads, three threads going at the same time in a 22-minute segment, which is hard to do. I think the earlier ones were one story, one thread, which was easier to follow. But they've still done that in a few. There's been a few that have been heartwarming and sweet in the last couple of years. I think they've gone back to an older format. But I still love the show. I still love it.
Me too. Looking forward to the next 600.
Yeah. That's a lot of TV. Let's talk about our new bracket battle that Safi has come up with for the site.
First of all, I think everybody needs to give Safi a round of applause. So you can't hear it from the myriad of people. There we go. That's a lot of work. Good job.
I enjoy it. It's fun.
Yeah, amazing.
The comments really make me want to do it over and over. So
why don't you talk a little bit about how it lays out, what the plan is for everything, and the ultimate goal.
With this bracket battle, I mean, the last bracket battle was so much fun. Best character. I mean, congrats to Bleeding Gums Murphy and all his fans. Personally, I wanted the nerds to win, as you guys know. But hopefully Gary Benjamin and Doug will be in the game soon. But yeah, this time around, you came to me, asked me if I had something around October. Thought Halloween was the perfect time. This year being the 27th Treehouse of Horror, the math, me being a numbers guy and a math guy, it really just worked out well to do a head-to-head-to-head format. So we're going to take all 81 segments, which we've already done the first 27, and declared 9 winners. Right now, yesterday, the next 27 just went up, so hopefully you guys are picking the next set of 9 winners. And then tomorrow's episode will be included on Tuesday's bracket battle in the last 27 segments. But it's got a tough challenge. It's going to be going up against the original Treehouse of Horror Season 2. When we get all 27 winners, we'll go on to the 9 semifinalists, and then each segment, the opening act, the middle act, and the third act, will have one winner, and those three will battle it out. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, because there's been some really, really great segments. Like, even like last week, a lot of the losers, I thought, had the potential to go on to the next round or even win the whole thing. So, it's kind of an easy choice.
I was very upset that my favorite episode lost. I was very upset.
Mm-hmm. She almost pulled the site down. Yeah, that was it. That's it. I've lost. I'm done.
I was hoping that by saying my favorite episode, it would, pull some weight. Apparently, it didn't work.
Come on. Let's be honest. We're lucky they allow us to be mods at this point. So
That's true.
Sam asked me my favorite segment in the comments last time, and it was so hard to choose one. I mean, there's just so many excellent ones. This time, too, like the first matchup, it has like three of my favorites going up against each other. And it's like all three of those
I did try to plug... whenever one of our favorite episodes was up, I knowing which one it was, Patrick, I believe yours, if my memory, my memory is not as good as it once was, but from 3 years ago when we did those posts and then, you left the site, but for your sabbatical, I believe yours was The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Yes.
So I put that up this week. Yours actually goes up against Bunny's favorite, which is The Shining.
It's funny. It's interesting is that I actually was really close to calling The Shining my favorite for a whole lot of reasons. I mean, as I've mentioned in off comments, It was shot here in Oregon, or part of it was shot here in Oregon, the actual Shining. I thought that was, you know, that's probably my number two easily. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're up against each other first round. Tough. So it's a really tough bracket, I think. I feel it's even more challenging than the most desired character bracket.
Well, I think so close. What's amazing to me is that your bracket, the beauty of your brackets is that it makes you go back and remember, which is pretty interesting. It's hard to remember that many of them, but as soon as you see the name, you go, oh, yeah, you know, so there's a lot of the old yeah factor, you know. So it's great fun.
Definitely.
And we've lost Alyssa, and now she's gone. So
you guys talk amongst yourselves. I have to go get Riley because she's screaming, so just give me a minute.
Oh, okay.
We might have a special guest joining us. Give me 1 second.
Okay, then. We'll have fun.
I know everyone wanted to see Riley on Addicts Live, so here we go.
Here we go. We're about ready to see it. So tell us about the differences in culture and how they celebrate Halloween in Canada, Safi.
So in Canada, we say please when we ask for candy. No, I'm kidding. Can I get a Kit Kat? So actually I just saw it. I can't remember which newspaper it was. They posted a world map of 80 countries and the most popular candy in each. So the US, it was actually M&M's, and for Canada it was Kit Kat bars. Thailand was also Kit Kat bars, so if there's any Thai people out there, go Kit Kat.
What's interesting, they didn't delineate between you know, the division in the United States, what I would call the brown states and the yellow states, which would also be regular M&Ms and peanut M&Ms.
That's right.
Just M&Ms in general, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Personally, I love M&Ms, and I love them when they're frozen. So a tip for anybody, freeze your peanut M&Ms. Hey!
Hey!
Can you say hi? Can you say hi to other people?
Hi, Riley!
Hi!
The cutest child ever. Hi, Riley.
It's Fat Man.
Oh, don't make her.
Here. Uh-oh. Say hi.
Wow. The awe factor for this podcast just went up about 10,000%. Good job. Let's bring her in on every episode from now on.
I'm just glad she appeared on my episode because now it looks like I was the one that caused all the
issues. Hey, I said there would be a special guest. I didn't say how many.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so I'm going to put you down. Okay, you play? Go play with your toys.
Negotiation.
She will remain at my feet now for the rest of the episode. Okay, so I don't know what you guys are talking about aside from M&M's be going in your freezer.
We were talking about the differences between Halloween in Canada and the United States, and we've decided that the United States is horribly divided by which type of M&M we like. We have the peanuts and the plain. So
I personally like the crispy M&M's or the pretzel M&M's. Those are good too.
You're a hybrid M&M'er, so yeah. I'm a peanut.
So I was telling everyone, Alyssa, that you should put your peanut M&M's in the freezer and then eat them.
Riley pulled my earplug out. What did she say?
Okay.
I was saying put your peanut M&M's in the freezer and then eat them.
I heard that.
There you go. Yeah, it's delicious.
It's like putting a Snickers bar in the freezer.
I haven't done that, actually.
It's quite good.
It's delicious.
I'll give that a shot.
So let's jump into the Halloween event itself. Now you guys are talking about Halloween, so maybe that's a nice little segue. What are your initial thoughts on Halloween? We're almost one full act in. What are your thoughts on it?
I'm enjoying it. Halloween is definitely one of my favorite events of the year. They've got some nice buildings, and even for people that are working, it's doable as far as the amount of currency required. I'm still on pace with the calendar, so.
Hold on. I have to point out, I think Riley just pulled your ear set out. How did that happen? She is all powerful.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry.
The telekinesis episode from PS War a couple years ago.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's definitely an enjoyable event, and all the prizes seem attainable for premium players.
What are your thoughts? I briefly know what your thoughts are.
Here's the thing. This is where cranky comes in. This is to me again. The only downside is the new trend toward these super updates is that they give you a whole bunch of land and then you fill it up immediately with 800,000 pieces of whatever it is they gave you. So for longtime players, I started right before the very first THOH, and I still have lots of stuff from that very first episode around my old Springfield. What I did was figure out that between the ones that they've done that they're now retreading and pulling out in premium bundles now, you could literally fill about one third of all of the land with nothing but Halloween stuff if you bought it all. Because it's insanely huge. The new stuff is huge and big and wild. And I love the decorations. I mean, so I'm kind of waiting for some of the decorations that I think will come out in Act 2 and Act 3. I'm not as wild, quite frankly, about the giant Burns Castle and the, some of the stuff that they're forcing us to use right now. But I've kind of adapted to it. I mean, what happens is my storage unit gets very full after every major event. We'll just go with that. So.
I do keep a lot of the Halloween buildings in my storage after events. I'll admit that. I like to keep a lot of the quote-unquote canon items in my Springfield and keep the my storage, unless obviously it generates a bonus percentage.
I mean, what's interesting to me is that if there's a jumping the shark or getting off track, the programmers with these major updates in general have tended to say, okay, here's a theme, let's go crazy. And they're gigantic and huge, and they're very cool, and I get it, and they're a lot of fun, but they're almost a game within the game within a game that needs, a Krustyville version or something. I don't know. It's a...
Krustyville.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Don't try and use that online. I've coined it, so you have to pay me royalties on Krustyville.
I mean, I've got, content-wise, I mean, I'll be honest. Content-wise for this event, first of all, for disclosure, I'm not a Halloween fan. Most of you who have been watching or reading the site for as long as we've been doing it know that, because I say that every year at Halloween. I do not like Halloween at all. So the stuff to me is like, eh. Like, I'm not really... overjoyed by anything I see in the prize tracks or even the crafting. Like, there's not one crafting thing I really even want. And that's saying a lot because usually I want everything, but there's really nothing in crafting that I want because most of the stuff is retrends from previous Halloween, so like dead trees and stuff like that. I already have a bunch. And the new stuff, I'm just like, whatever. It's not... I do like the space marshmallow. I think that's probably the best prize of Act 1. And there's some neat stuff coming in later acts. I will say that. But nothing's really saying to me, you want me. Like, nothing's really, jumping out at me. I will say, though, that I enjoy the ease at which this one can be played. Because I had a couple of days where I've only been able to get in my phone once and maybe twice. And I'm still, perfectly fine, price trap-wise.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that, going into the giant conversation that we had online last week about premium, donuts, how hard is it to get donuts, blah, 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 the grinders versus the whatever. This is another act where they've made it extremely easy to option out and start earning donuts. I haven't really been hyper-tapping as you said, and I really can't hardly visit my neighbors because I get booted after like two neighbors. So that I'm not wild about is the density of the programming here. But even with that said, I'm already earning bonuts, you know, with several days to go still. So that's kind of cool. I mean, it's there's a trade-off. The one thing I will say is that the three levels, where they have the mag bit down to the third level, the mag bit, there's nothing there that you're really earning except another chance to earn another trick-or-treater or something. It's like, this is a lot of grinding to get, you know.
Minimal output, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think historically, Halloween and Christmas are two events where they make it easier for people to get everything, you know, because it's more for them to get everything. Like Christmas, I feel like it's done that way because it's Christmas and they want to make sure everybody gets everything, but they still want to make sure people play the game. Mm-hmm. Halloween, I feel like this is the time of the year where they get a lot of players because the new season starting up, you know, Treehouse of Horror, 600 episodes, like all this stuff. So I feel like they made it easy on purpose so that newer players can play while simultaneously doing the, you know, the level ups and everything for the new player aspect. But I agree with your point, Pat. I mean, there's the mag prizes, unlike the casino player prizes.
Casino.
Your big thing is a gate. The other one, at least, it was a building.
Right.
This one is a gate.
It's an upgraded. It's an upgraded gate. It's like,
yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I finally got the upgraded gate. You know.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing like, oh, this is amazing. I need to have this.
But so I got to admit, when it comes to the craftings, it's last year and this year, I find that I tend to craft the gates and the walls and the fences the most. Right now, too, those iron gates or iron fences, whatever, that seems to be all that I'm crafting because I find that I can do a lot of that as far as designing neighborhoods in my area. It's the most usable, craftable for me.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, the only downside of that, again, is that if you're close to hitting your limit, your item limit again, those are the things that are going to end up getting stored right away. The one downside I have, the only negative thing I would say is that just like we were talking about a couple minutes ago in regards to storyline, this is the weirdest thing that they've done is they've made the story almost it's like, we're just getting you to the next stage. I kind of have already forgotten that Lisa was making a movie and there was some kind of parts. It's like, what happened to that line? Now we got this blob running around, and we got something. It's like, okay, I'm lost. You know, there's no storyline here. I don't get it. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
And I think the more that this progresses, just based on what I've seen upcoming board, I think the more that it progresses, the more interesting it's going to get. There'll be some twists and turns and things like that. Hopefully, it translates well into the game. Because right now, it's kind of like we have a month plus of this. It's kind of like, okay. But let's take some reader feedback about it, see what the readers are thinking. First of all, Pat, Steve O'Max owes you royalties because he just said Krustyville.
I call dibs on Shelby Land.
Shelby Land. 25 cents.
Felicia Fancy says, I am loving the event, especially the treehouse or the tremor monster fighting, and craftables are pretty good too. So Felicia thinks the craftables are good. And it's a personal thing. I mean, some stuff is going to really appeal to you. Like I said, when I said I don't like them, it's because I'm not a Halloween person. So I have a small area of my town that has Halloween. This is my graveyard area, and that's it. I don't really want dead trees everywhere because I don't need to be reminded that it's fall and trees don't have leaves, and that's depressing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Simpsons Rules says the Halloween event is okay, but I cannot wait for the Christmas update. Well, I'm waiting for Christmas myself. That's always the best.
I got to point out there's a few players on our site that I absolutely love that always have that unbounded. I can't wait for the next episode. I can't wait for the next update. That's great. I love that because it helps them along as some of these other updates suck, right?
That's so we just go. With it.
Yeah, there you go. There we go.
Got my T-shirt yesterday, as you can see.
Awesome. Let's see. Sandra says, I've been disappointed in the premium items. I have donuts to spend, but so far only the cobblestones. So far only bought the cobblestones. I also think it says something that I just bought the I just bought Moman to keep myself entertained. But I do like the craft wolf fences and bats. So yeah, I mean, I think that going back to what we said, I think it might just be like an act one, get everybody through it kind of a thing. Hopefully things twist and change in act two and act three, as we've historically seen anyway.
I love the bats. I've got a bunch of bats and I actually, I'm using the pyre. Yeah, there we go. The big flame pyres look really cool if you put them behind the building. It makes it look like there's a giant conflagration of buildings on fire. It's kind of cool. So, simple pleasure.
Steve added that he's enjoying seeing the evolved rats and less premium characters, unlike last year, which last year had more premium characters, so he can actually get them. There aren't too many premium characters this go around, at least not yet. Most of the ones I think are going to be re-released.
They're all retread bundles. Yeah, the retread bundle thing.
I think there's a couple that aren't, but yeah, for the most part.
And then there's a skin for Crazy Cat Lady.
Yeah.
So yeah, not too many new characters, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, what's interesting is that I think that, you know, we've talked about this online, but those that have played the longest can kind of get cranky about, like Riley, she's played the longest. They can get kind of cranky about the fact that these discounted bundles really are huge discounts compared to what we paid for a lot of that stuff. But we've had 2 years of pleasure that we've gotten. So there's a trade-off. We've gotten
depreciation value, right?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. So let's see. Sparky says, do you guys think the medieval gates will have a special use after the event is over? Seems like such a grind for such a meh prize.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
There's a lot of gates. Yeah.
I don't know if it'll have a special use. I mean, I don't currently see anything that will give it a special use. Now you guys know why like I never game. Want her doing this.
I'm enjoying it.
Everybody say hi to
special guest.
lots of special guests. So yeah, I don't know that the gate will have a special use. I mean, I would agree. I would think that there would be a purpose to it, but look at the about the video. Not the video, sorry. This is what happens when I try to moderate comment and talk at the same time. Look at the casino building that we got as that prize. It has no special use. It's a building with different facades to it. So maybe the gate will have a bonus percentage in the end. Maybe.
No, most of the big stuff's going to go into storage for me. It doesn't have a place.
Mm-hmm. It's same.
Yeah.
That's it. So let's see. Simpson's Rule wants to know if there's going to be more monsters to fight. Yeah, there will be. And let's see.
There's still boxes.
Toxic Shark.
Yeah, you can kind of figure out that there's going to be some adaptation.
There's going to be three characters to battle and send four characters to battle is my hypothesis.
Toxic wants to know, what are you most excited about in this current event? And I should give a shout out to Toxic because he designed and printed off for us Riley's birthday invitations and her birthday banner, which I'll show you guys her birthday banner next episode.
Amazing stuff. Yeah.
So, what are we most excited about in the current event, Patrick?
I'm enjoying the monster battles and the sound effects. I've actually scared my wife several times with the sound that happens when Crazy Cat Lady fights one of the monsters. It's the weirdest sound ever. And if you pump it up through a Wi-Fi set of speakers to a 100 watt amplifier, it's really scary. So,
and myself, I'm looking forward to all the characters that we get. Space Marshmallow, I should have him unlocked in the next day or two. And then, yeah, I'm looking forward to all the new characters already be coming out in Act 2 and Act 3. Love seeing all the characters from the show come into the game.
Space Marshmallow is one of those weird things that I thought, oh my, why are they doing this? This looks like the space blob monster thing we already got. And then it turns out to be completely not. It's very odd. It's weird, weirdly entertaining. I don't know if it'll hold its entertainment value, but I find it weirdly entertaining. So,
well, it's got the key animation. Funny animation, good animation. That's what the Space Marshmallow has. It's got some really funny animations, especially to emulate Homer, which cracks me up every time I see it.
Yeah. I'd like to see at some point in the future, and maybe this is pushing too much on Safi, but I'd like to see some kind of bracket challenge for the sleeper characters that really come off and surprise you. I mean, to me, the old Jewish guy is by far one of the funniest characters in the entire game, because the lines he says are hilarious. I mean, if I want to laugh, I hit him. It's the guy is hilarious, you know? You smell like cobbler. You know, it's like, okay. All right, then.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely so many characters. I mean, coming up with that bracket battle was so challenging. To who do you keep, who do you not cut? Guy Incognito, Joey Jojo, Junior Shabadoo. I mean, there's so many like great characters that, like you said, are sleeper characters.
Yeah, well, you could do one. I think you could do one in the game in general at some point. You know, maybe 600 more episodes, but or 600 more updates. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's some characters that I think are go-to characters that are surprisingly pop out of nowhere on some of these updates that end up being my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. So Space Blob probably isn't there yet, or Marshmallow Blob, whatever you're calling it. I don't remember his name. I've already forgotten.
Marshmallow, Space Marshmallow, I think.
Yeah. I wish he looked more like the Marshmallow guy in Ghostbusters, but you know, it's just me. There's probably copyright issues. So.
Go play Family Guy, because they did
no,
that.
No.
All right, so let's open it up to reader questions about anything, everything, whatever you guys want to talk. There's a bunch of questions already submitted, so we'll start going through those. And in the meantime, anybody watch this, if you guys want to add more to the comments, feel free to do so, and we will get to as many as we can in the next couple minutes. Let's see. So Lady Simpson said she won't be around for noon, so here are my questions. I'm a longtime Topics and Addicts reader. Do you have any partnership with Topics? Do you know any of the writers, and do you talk with them like their stuff? We do not have a partnership with Topics. We are...
That's an admin conversation.
We are friendly with Gio. Let's play Nintendo. He's a good guy. You know, I talk to him, you know, back and forth. We talk, you know, every so often, tossing things around as far as what we see, what we don't see in the game and stuff like that. I know Pat has a decent relationship with Gio as well. As far as the other people at Topics, aside from Sam, who occasionally will write a guest post over there, I'm friendly with Em. She might not be as friendly with me now that Patrick's back on the site. Now we don't really talk to anybody else over there because there's really no one else that is over there. Mike isn't there anymore, really. He'll pop in every once in a while. I know him and Bunny talk. Beyond that, we're friendly.
I think it's important to make the point that Gio, Let's Play Nintendo, whatever you want to call him, he's almost apolitical. He's almost internationally, he'll post anywhere all the time. He has an opportunity to post there, so he does. But I think it's clear he'll help anybody at any time, and he has offered information to virtually all the sites, you know. So I like the guy a lot. I don't even see Topics as being his thing, to be honest with you. I see it as one more place he lands information. That's it.
He's like Switzerland.
Yeah, he is. He is like Switzerland, only without the never mind. I won't go completely political there. The secret bank accounts. He doesn't have the secret bank accounts. Yeah, I like Gio. I think he's great. I don't care. I'm fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's the extent of it. I mean, that's how we are with all sites. I mean, we're not feuding with them like we used to feud with Pat.
What? It didn't happen. It's not me. It's not the same guy. Stop it. I'm on my medication now. I don't take that. I just grew up. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, let's move on. So,
yeah,
Big Phil wants to know. Hi, Phil. Wants to know, what is the most scared you've ever been at Halloween? I can start. I haven't been scared on Halloween, I guess, if that makes sense. I tend to hibernate in my house on Halloween anyway. So, anyone else?
Well, there was this one Halloween, maybe about I was 10, 12 years old. And we went to this house right here in Toronto, and there was a scarecrow outside with a bull said, please help yourself to candy. So we went to reach in, and there's a person inside the scarecrow costume who got up and, like, totally scared the hell out of us. And, yeah, we went running. Yeah, so that was the scariest I've ever been at Halloween.
Scared the bejeebus out of you?
Yeah, mine are all more, depends on what kind of scared. I mean, I was kind of a punk delinquent that did the whole, you know, TP and all that stuff when I was like 13, 14, and almost getting caught, that was scary. Stealing some pumpkins and getting shot at with rock salt, that was scary. You know, so that's all delinquent stuff. When I was younger, there was a house that was always kind of semi-empty that an old lady lived in that we always thought, you know, she was odd and crazy. And so it was always scary to go up to her doorstep, and then it turns out she was the nicest lady ever, but, you know, I don't know. One of those weird things. Mine's mostly
There's going to be more stories, I think, in the coming years. You've heard about all the creepy clowns stories going on in the news.
Oh, yeah. That's everywhere. We've had that in Eugene. Yeah, it's crazy. The whole creepy clown thing's hilarious.
So, Pat Bruders wants to know if that's a Freddy Krueger hat, and Sparky says that you look like a floating head.
That was the idea. It was way better when I had the lights off. No, actually, believe it or not, is a hat I used to wear when I played in our band Doppelgang. So it was kind of my quasi-Australian/whatever hat I wore at that point.
But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger. No, I don't have the fingers for it. So,
let's see. Safi Bruder says that tell Safi his avatar does him no justice at all. He is Waykeeter.
Oh, thank you.
It's the LASIK. It's the LASIK eye surgery.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, 2 months ago it was the glasses.
Let's see. Simpsons Rule wants to know, Safi, what's on the tops behind you, and do you play Pokemon Go or have a game console?
So I've never played Pokemon Go. What's behind me right now? I got a Blue Jays jersey and a Tapped Out Addicts jersey T-shirt that I just got in the mail yesterday.
Yay! Hopefully everyone else has gotten theirs coming. I mean, yours is your set of travel to Canada. I was going to try to be funny with them.
And henceforth, it shall be known as Kanata.
Well, technically, it is based off Kanata, which is like Native American. It meant village. So, yeah. They called it Kanata, Canada.
So, yeah. Nevada, yes. Same thing. Tomato.
Lady Simpsons also wants to know if we have read any other blogs or if we recommend any other blogs. It depends on what you're interested in, honestly. I mean, I read a couple other blogs, but they have nothing to do with this genre of stuff. I mean, I read some home improvement blogs.
I'll pass on that question. I write for too many. I am too many. I've been on too many. I am done. Thank you.
I have used this, and then I have the DC app, so I keep in touch with all of what's happening with DC and Batman and all the Arrowverse TV shows as well. So, yeah, just those.
Okay. What the heck just happened? I know what happened. Sorry. All of my my comments just got screwed up. Hang on one second, guys. Can I get back to my comment page so I can see what what you guys are talking about here.
You need to have like a technical difficulty slide that comes up there.
So. Yeah, right. No, I accidentally clicked on the wrong thing. Let's see. Oh, Steve wants to know where's Bunny and Wookie. Wookie is sleeping because he worked probably super late last night. I'm hoping to get him back either next month or in December. He's really busy with school and work. Bunny is, your guess is as good as mine. That's
broken
my
leg,
answer.
No Wi-Fi. Yeah, we're good. Anyway.
I'm guessing she's home. I don't know, but that's where Bunny is. Let's see. Toxic Shark says, you could create a contest with the brackets and have viewers choose the winner before the challenge begins, like a March Madness bracket. And I like that. That's something we were talking about possibly doing with the first bracket. I think, right, Safi? We were talking about having some kind of contest element with it. And mm-hmm. I think we'll probably do that when we do it after we get out of this madness of the holidays and everything. Yeah. Let's see. Bob the Great, I'm Mike, says, do your families watch The Simpsons? That's spouses, children, significant others, and Patrick Green. And for Patrick, great, great, great grandchildren.
Ageism! Ageism rears its head again. Yeah, yes and no. Deb and I, my wife and I, watched the show and have watched it forever and ever. The kids, because they're scattered all over and they're millennials for the most part, watch it sporadically, but not as much. And my grandkids, not my great-grandkids, two of them are too young.
My great-great-grandkids.
Yeah. Two of them are too young. The two teenagers watch kind of. They're almost kind of feel like they're too hip for it. You know, it's the younger generation. They don't quite get it yet. But they are the ones that got me into playing TSTO, though. So, yeah, they're fans. I started playing the game because my grandsons got me into it. So there you go.
And Safi, anyone in your family?
No, just me. My sister watches it as well. And now I got a new baby nephew, so I'm trying to get him into it too. He obviously doesn't understand what's going on, but I figure if he sees the characters, he'll be more inclined to follow in our TV footsteps.
In this house, I watch it. My husband begrudgingly watches it, mostly because I say that I want to watch it, and you're down here, so we're watching it. Riley will, if she's in the room when a rerun is on, she's usually in bed before the new episode airs. She'll stop, watch it for about 2 seconds, and then run off and do something else, like most kids. But not really. I think I'm pretty much the only one. So let's see. Steve said to tell Wookie he loves his podcast. Steve, I will. I'll text him later. And last question we'll take is from Ebron, which says, we spend a lot of time decorating our towns. Are any of you crazy Halloween decorators in your own yards? Any scary scenes put up year after year?
You know, it's funny, is when the kids were here, when I had kids here, we went all out. And in fact, a couple of years did our own kind of mini haunted house where we had kids have to go into the backyard and we had scary stuff and all that stuff. And now that we're old people, not so much. We have a few things that we put out every year. But because my wife is a school teacher, our house gets hit pretty big time with all of her students and everybody else. So we have 100 and some kids every year, no matter what we put out. So, yeah, not so much anymore. Not so much.
I don't, but my sister's house, she goes all out for Halloween. She dressed up as Sailor Moon last year. And, yeah, she'll decorate everything, like, outside, like limbs and everything you can imagine, spider webs and witches and eddies. So she goes all out. So last Halloween I went to her place, and yeah, it was quite the haunted house atmosphere.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, we already know your answer, Alyssa.
Yeah, maybe it's not a big surprise.
Christmas we do, but not I've got most of my decor in this house is harvest fall related, not Halloween related this time of year.
So for you, decorating for Halloween would just be putting a Red Sox jersey up on the door, right?
And lighting it on fire, but yeah.
Yeah. I got it. All right.
Forgot that part. So with all that, we are going to sign off, and we're shorter than last week. So maybe next week we'll actually be under an hour, or next month rather. Shorter than last month, maybe next month we'll be under an hour. We appreciate everyone watching, and everybody watching on replay and all that stuff. And thanks for all your questions and your participation. And anyone else have anything they'd like to add?
I just want to say thanks for having me this month. It was a pleasure being on with you guys. And yeah, thanks for everyone who commented and watched the episode.
And I just like once again to say thanks for all the hard work that Safi did on the bracket. It's really, really cool. It's a great concept. It's really cool. And people love it. People love it. Here we go.
Yes. Yes. And thank you for joining us, Safi. This was fun. And Patrick, thanks for being my partner in crime yet again. As many have said, they appreciate you more on video than they do in some of your posts. So.
It's not me. Somebody's hacking. Someone's hacking my account. I don't post those things.
So on that note, we're going to say goodbye. And again, thanks for watching. And we'll see you guys next month, likely November 19th, I'm thinking. But I will put up a post with when we're going to do the next episode. And Riley is saying goodbye as well. And we'll see you all next time. Have a good weekend. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.